You know what I'm not doing, big guy?
What?
I'm not getting out in a timely fashion on WBCQ because whoever's conducting the engineering duties over there again cut us off early. A radio station that never in the past seemed particularly concerned with getting in and out of programs in a timely fashion always seems to with me, which must mean that that they now have some paid programming on after me instead of our very own webmaster who's into that airtime, I guess I cut into here, but what the, you know, I'm a gavo and I could do 20-30 hours of radio in any given week. All right, none of this high quality, but I could do it.
You know, I think if he's still there, he's probably just going on. See, because of that latency delay between the time you say something and the time it comes out, he's probably just starting at random, and they want to make sure he's in.
Yeah, but there's no latency on there. You know, we send them a telephone feed, so that's real time.
No, but he has the latency, so he's probably starting early in order because of that delay that has to go in there, because I've discussed the latency problem with him before. And anyway,
I don't know. Fuck him. I say we hang him.
I don't know. Thanks for playing something we can't hear without the phones on. No,
my headphones are generally turned up so loud that even with the morphine sitting on the floor here, I can hear the sound effect. I
heard it from your headphones, not these. Then again, these I don't keep up so loud. No, good for that that close, of course. Hello, I must be going. Groucho from An Evening with Groucho. And that's Marvin Hamlisch from the piano.
I had no idea it was Marvin Hamlisch. I know I own that on vinyl.
Oh, I have it on vinyl. Actually, I have the DJ copy, the radio copy on vinyl.
So what's the difference? Was it on a white label? And the only reason I ever went out of my way to buy DJ copies or promotional copies of albums back in the day, what made them special? Not so much that, you know, it was a white label or it was stamped DJ use or promo only or whatever, was that I always figured that because they're promo copies or DJ issues, they have to be real early pressings. Therefore, the quality of the vinyl, you would think, would be better.
But the DJ copy on that was a special edit. Not everything was on that record.
Why is that? What did they leave off? What was it? Obscenity?
No, it wasn't.
Groucho could be quite randy.
No, there was just a few tracks that they left off. They wanted to get it on one LP because I think they sold it as a two-record set.
Oh,
and okay. So I downloaded it years ago. I got to look it up, see if I still have it. But there was like only a few extra tracks there. And
all right.
Difference. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that totally superfluous information. But that's pretty much what I expect from people. All right.
I got more about that record, too. But
I'm trying to think what we left off, what we left out of this week's show, other than for This Day in History, which I think we'll play and get out of here with. Because after all, next week, it won't matter a fuck.
That's right.
You know, this week, you know how many weeks I get so busy? That's what I mean. The 3 hours just wings by there. That if you don't get to Today in History, it's not this week, today in history. If you don't get to that feature today,
you got to save it for a year.
Exactly. You have to, and of course, it doesn't work a year from now because a year from now we'll be on the 23rd of the month instead of the 22nd. Therefore, you know, I won't be able to use it for like another 7 years. My God, I'd have to hold it another 7. And if I'm still doing this 7 years from now, you know what I say, folks?
Shoot you.
All right, get it out for me, please. Get it out for me.
Streaming worldwide at johnlightning.com.
Streaming live.
11LRI Flash is back on This Day in History.
Hi, I'm Russ Mitchell with a look at This Day in History, October 21st. In 1797, the U.S. Navy launched the frigate Constitution, fondly known as Old Ironsides, in Boston Harbor. On this day in 1879, Thomas Edison invented the first workable electric light at his lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey. This day in 1988, former Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos and his wife Imelda were indicted on fraud and racketeering charges in New York. Marcos died before trial, and Imelda was acquitted in 1990. And on this day in 1959, the Guggenheim Museum opened in New York City. Solomon R. Guggenheim had been showcasing his modern art in an auto showroom.
Try the steering wheel.
Architect Frank Lloyd Wright set out to design a true museum for the collection. His radical spiral structure sent the art world spinning. And that's This Day in History.
Courtesy of the History Channel, you just heard This Day in History.
WBCQ, you're on the planet.
Your favorite radio station.
The following is a paid advertisement from No Child Left in Peace, formerly known as Republicans Against Health Insurance for Poor Kids. You may never have heard of little Graham Frost. He's a 12-year-old middle school boy who recently survived a terrible car accident. And he is the source of all the evil in the world today. You see, Graham, if that's his real name, I suspect it's Damien. Anyway, Graham gave a radio address on behalf of Democrats promoting the S-CHIP program. You know, the one designed to give health insurance to the working poor? As if that's not evil enough. No, it gets worse. It turns out this demon child tried to sell himself as the son of working class parents whose life was saved by the S-CHIP program. But get this, vigilant conservative bloggers found out that little Satan attends a school that costs $20,000 a year. Now, attends is the operative word. Radical pinkos have pointed out that his family really is low income. He actually attends this school on an almost total scholarship. But isn't that even worse? Doling out a quality education to someone who can't afford it and therefore doesn't deserve it. Free schooling, and now the little bugger wants free health care. I mean, he's got no incentive to join the army whatsoever. And that's bad. Remember, folks, without poor kids, there is no army. My friends, this kid is evil. I mean, like Rosemary's Baby evil. He's worse than the kid in the Twilight Zone episode who sent people to the cornfield. He's even worse than that tremor-faking phony Michael J. Fox. Conservative bloggers have already been harassing his family. Hey, way to go, guys. Now we're urging everyone to do it. Doesn't solve anything, really, but God, is it fun. This has been a paid advertisement from No Child Left in Peace, formerly Republicans Against Health Insurance for Poor Kids. Oh, hello? Yes. I'd like to order 100 pizzas and deliver it to the Graham Frost residence.
R&I makes me happier than I've ever been.
Oh, I've ever been.
Never been before.
Uh-huh. International.
Whoa, whoa, W-O-W-O.
Crapital Records presents the greatest hits of the immortal Jim Croce. Yes, he's dead, and his maggot-ridden body is 6 feet under. But his music lives on. You'll get hits just like...
Copulator, where can we make love all night long?
Oh, man.
You see, with my ex-wife, I felt castrated.
Yes, it's the hits of the incomparable Jim Croce.
Well, I know it's kinda late. I hope I didn't wake you, but I want to conjugate. Don't want to use my hand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I'll have to say I love you with my song.
Songs that will tug at your G-strings.
Photographs of memories. Love to look at your double D's.
No.
All that I have are these to remember you. Don't forget to put the mask on your own long range, because you don't mess around with jizz.
Jim Croce's greatest hits, the most impotent music ever recorded. Jim Croce's greatest hits, available now on Crapital Records and Tape.
Ding dong.
The Love Channel. Here's John Lightning on 11L. Wonderful R&I.
Yeah, we're giving you a full show, ladies and gentlemen. The overtime portion of Radio New York International is a little bit of everything radio extravaganza with your pal, your buddy, your chum, John Lighting, and the big guy, Big Steve Cole, hanging around here in the background just playing dumb bits. More dumb bits more often that we'll probably repeat next week because My service. See, part of that, there's a service I subscribe to that used to send me like a good 4 or 5 bits every week. Now they've got it down to sometimes 1 bit every 2 weeks, and I'm real fucking disgusted with these people because the bits they do send me blow. Let me see. Look through the DCS, whatever you call that thing there. I want to find this one. I want to give you an idea of the kind of stuff that they've been sending me of late that I listen to it and I say, Bubba, this isn't good. Or, gee, no, I don't even get it. When I don't, now, if anybody knows what this bit refers to, this is one of the bits that was sent. This is what I'm paying this service to send me. Shit I can't use, okay? Could we please kill that, all right? Could we please kill that already so that I could I can get the bit on? All right, here's an example of what they send that I don't use.
It's going to be spectacular. It'll be like my huge adenoids are coming right at you in 3D. All right, now, here's what you do. You send your personal assistant down to one of these Walgreens stores. They pick up these glasses. One lens is red, the other one's green. I'm telling you, it's bonkers. You put on these 3D glasses, and it'll be like Ripper's skeleton is coming right at you. I'm telling you, the whole thing is bonkers. Ripper just told me that our very special guest is going to be... Are you ready for this now? Are you ready? The Donald! It's going to look like that huge dead possum he wears on his head for hair is coming right at you. I'm telling you, it's going to be bonkers. Thank God it's not still Regis and Kathy Lee. It would be like those brawlish things were coming right at you. The whole thing would be bonkers.
Now, that's obviously supposed to be a Regis Philbin takeoff, but can you tell me what the fuck was the purpose of that bit?
You gotta watch that show. I don't watch it anymore, but I'm saying,
you did?
Yeah, for a while I did. Yeah, and then I decided to sleep late in the morning.
What about that show lured you in? As I would think that it would offer very little to the likes of you or me, and it seems to be that it's primarily a show that's positioned to draw in the chicky poos.
Actually, the older the housewives, and actually, what made me watch it, it was before they added the third hour to the Today Show. Forget about the fourth hour.
Well, how many hours is that dumb thing?
Four hours now.
And why? How do they fool 4 hours? How much bilge and dreck can you ladle out?
Oh no! Well, you're repeating the news items and some of the special features. Plus, you're adding. You got different hosts now for the third and the fourth hour. Hoda Kotb is handling the fourth hour. Yeah, you know her.
I don't. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, she's one of the correspondents on the station. She's handling the fourth hour, and I forgot who's on the third hour. So they've been extending the show and doing different kinds of features, usually female-oriented features in the last 2 hours.
We've talked enough about that. I'm still not watching just about any TV. But I'm downloading. Like we discussed this week, I'm downloading Pushing Daisies, which I don't get, and I think it's going to last about another 15 minutes.
Probably will, because it's done like a fairy tale, and if you don't get the idea behind it, you're going to think it's stunk. I saw the promo for it, the placards on the phone booths and everything. I said,
they're all over. They're all over the subway too.
Who wants to watch
this show?
Who wants to watch this piece of crap? And then I discovered
there you are.
All right. And then all of a sudden, I discovered the fellow who created and produces it did another show in the past. So I started watching. I said, "Oh, this person's in the cast. I like this person. This person's in the cast. I like this person too." So I'm watching it because I know of the talent, and I get the idea of the fairy tale.
Well, the chicky poo is relatively cute, and there's really nothing else to recommend it. Go find that most recent edition of Real Time. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. That's the first keeper of the year, and otherwise, ho hum. Series. By the way, a look into the future. Next week, I would like to discuss. And again, I would like to discuss, but it means it requires input from you all. So I don't want to hear. Oh, but my phone's tied up listening to your show. Do you have a cell phone? Just about everybody does. Use it. Next week, I would like to discuss the RIAA. What is that? The Record Industry Association of America.
Right.
Okay, these are the bastards that are, you know, that supposedly watch over the artists and collect the fees and royalties and all that. They have shifted their legal battle to a new front. What I have been talking about for years. What I have been saying. Wait, it's coming for years. Not just the peer-to-peer services, not trying to sue individuals for downloading or uploading. Nope, they have finally sued the first Usenet access provider, a service that allows people to grab files that they archive from the Usenet. Mm-hmm. How many years have I been saying, wait, it's going to happen? Grab everything that you can while you can. Do it now. It has begun to happen. And it scares me because a relatively small news group service such as the one I use, Easy News, great one, by the way, for $10 a month, you should all hop on board and use it while you can. A service like that, if they're confronted with a significant fine, they're going to go away. They're going to go away. They're going to fold their tent. And where's that going to lead the likes of John P. Lightning? It's scary. It is happening. And I hope this is the extent to which it happens. Who knows? Maybe this organization will win in court, but it looks like they'll probably go belly up before they could assume the legal fees, because the RIAA obviously is well positioned to absorb those fees. Some little Usenet service provider ain't.
Just remember, their servers are worldwide. So in other words, if they could knock everyone out in this country, you can still get them from overseas, from Canada, from Mexico, where the RIAA laws don't apply.
Yeah, I guess, but then I got to trust my credit card information to less reliable people. And also, let's close out by mentioning what I missed last weekend, and I still don't believe how I missed it. And this is from our, yep, you're in New York, buddy, department. A public flogging brought some to their knees on the West Side last Sunday, and they loved it. It was the city's first ever kinky sex S&M street fair. Featuring, I love it. Featuring open air floggings, hardcore leather whip types, and punishment fans in cowboy chaps. It's a celebration of leather and fetish, said a New York leather invasion group leader, Robert Vallon, one of the organizers of the event on Weehawken Street near the West Side Highway. Well, naturally, where else, right? Right there by the meatpacking district where a lot of guys used to pack a lot of meat, but that's another story. It's all consensual, you know? We're all consensual adults, and a lot of the community is about educating others on how to do this safely without harming anybody with respect. Respecting people's boundaries, Vallon said. Said very badly, as that sentence proved. One of the vendors, Lady Sabrina, had men's jocks, vices, blindfolds, floggers, books, nipple clamps, collars, and men's and women's underwear. And men were wearing their women's underwear and vice versa. It's a lot of... Now listen to this. Once again, very, very literate. It's they need me to become the spokesperson for the scene. It's a lot about playful and about finding a partner that you can have a good time with, said Robert Campbell, a vendor selling rubber clothing. What your good time may not be somebody else's, but hey, it takes all kinds, he added. And barely, they just make themselves sound as stupid as they are. You know, I have to tell you, in the years that I've been around people who are indeed members of this somewhat different scene, I have found, and I'm not saying this is it to say, oh, well, yeah, I've been rubbing shoulder. Generally, they are very intelligent, better educated, more erudite people that seem to gravitate to this scene. You know, not low-life jackanape carvones. And who knows, maybe it has something to do with the fact that that your income level has to be relatively high to be able to afford the equipment and the clothing that comes along with this scene. Because you really can't have the scene without that stuff. Then again, maybe I'm wrong. I know for one thing that I am, which is due to get out of here. Overtime has gone a little long for my liking, so we're going to wrap it up with nothing more than our goodbyes. I've already pretty much said mine. I'm just going to remind you once again, our website is johnlightning.com. Use the PayPal link and help me absorb the additional $100 I had to spend this week so that WBCQ wouldn't have crappy audio anymore. Big guy?
I got nothing to say. Night, John.
All right. Good night, you all.
John, Lightning. It's always a great show. Dangerous Lightning. I love John.
Wonderful R&I.
That's right.